Shabbat Shalom, and welcome to this week's episode of I Only Have 5 Minutes. This is your host, Avram Elner. I am a current rabbinical student at the Ziegler School of Rabbinic Studies in beautiful sunny Los Angeles, California. Thank you everyone for your patience after a brief hiatus over the past 2 weeks. Life happens. And a special thank you to everyone who's been listening, because this week we've finally hit over 1,000 streams. So thank you everybody for your support as we learn and study together. This week, Parshat Shlach Lecha, Moses sends the scouts and asks them to survey the land and give a report. Is it a viable place to live? Moses asks the scouts to explore the unknown. The scouts go in, they observe, they come back, and they're afraid of what they saw. Fortified cities, literal giants. How could the Israelites hope to settle there? But two scouts, Joshua and Caleb, speak up, and they say, Ha'aretz asher avarnu ba'ala torota, tova ha'aretz me'od me'od. Im chafetz banu Adonai ve'hevi otanu el ha'aretz hazot, unutana lanu eretz asher hiv zvat chalav udvash. Ach ba'Adonai al tim rodu ve'atem al tiru et am ha'aretz, Kilach menu hem sarzi lame lehem varanaitanu al tiraum. The land that we traveled and that we scouted is an exceedingly good land. If the Holy One is pleased with us, the Holy One will bring us into that land, a land that flows with milk and honey, and will give it to us. But you cannot rebel against the Holy One. Don't have any fear of the people of the country, for they are our prey. Their protection has departed them, but the Holy One is with us. Don't be afraid of them. This is what Joshua and Caleb say after the people are in a panic from the terrifying report from the other 10 scouts. And when the people panic, God gets upset. And when God gets upset, Moses has to intervene. And ultimately, the only reason the Israelites are spared is because of the fact that Joshua and Caleb spoke up. But the Israelites are punished and have to wander in the desert for 40 years until that generation, which panicked and which questioned God and Moses and Aaron, completely dies off. The rabbis see the incident of the report of the scouts and the incident of the golden calf as the most egregious transgressions of the Israelites' time in the wilderness. Why? Why are both of these incidents so terrible, and how are they connected? Both of these incidents are failures of trust and moments when people let their fears get the better of them. With the incident of the golden calf, the people didn't trust in God and the Holy One, and instead of trusting the source, they placed their faith in a human-made construct. In the incident of the scouts, the scouts were afraid and they didn't trust themselves. The number 12 often symbolizes some form of perfection, so we can think of the 12 scouts as a single entity. The majority was afraid, but Caleb and Joshua, representative of the still small voice within each of us, pushed back against that fear and spoke up. Both of these incidents emphasize the importance of trust. Trust in something greater than ourselves, and trust in ourselves. And this story of the scouts actually reminds me of the Litany Against Fear from Frank Herbert's Dune, which also happens to be a sprawling epic set in a desert location. The litany reads, I must not fear. Fear is the mind killer. Fear is the little death that brings total obliteration. I will face my fear. I will permit it to pass over me and through me. And when it has gone past, I will turn the inner eye to see its path. Where the fear has gone, there will be nothing. Only I will remain. At their core, the story of the golden calf and the story of the scouts are our parables warning of the dangers of fear. They are our cautionary tales, our own little litanies against fear. My bracha, my blessing for everyone this week is that in those moments of fear, may each of us have the courage to listen to the still small voice that resides within us and to speak up against that fear and to say that the path before us is an exceedingly good path, that this opportunity, though scary, in fact contains greater reward than the discomfort of following through. Thank you. And